Finding the right experts to help you grow your business is always a challenge. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm that is hyper-focused on growing businesses, from digital marketing to optimizing your sales efforts. Our experts drive results. Our work and track history, ranging from innovative startups to Fortune 500 companies, speaks for itself. Learn more by visiting chameleoncollective.com or call us at 1-800-914-0245 today.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into the program during our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, all sorts of cool electronics and technology available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you can participate on the program because you, yes, you, our listeners, actually make the program. Your calls, your participation, your help for other listeners, questions, comments, whatever the case, that's what Into Tomorrow is all about. So don't ever hesitate to join us, not just because we always share fabulous prizes with you, but because we want to hear you on the show. And there's three easy ways to do that. First, you can do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up any phone that can still be used as a phone these days and call us toll-free 24/7 anywhere from North America, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or download our free Into Tomorrow app from your favorite app store and just mash that button that says Message to Studio, and then we'll get your message. Or a lot of folks these days are doing it this way. It's very easy on anything, any device with a browser and a microphone. So your laptop, your desktop, your shoe, if it's got a browser and a microphone, you could do it. Your smartphone, your tablet, whatever. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. You'll see a little red microphone and a thing that says Ask Dave. Click that. And voila. And if you use that method, we only ask that you also be sure to include your first name, where you're calling from, and how you hear the show. And that way you can participate right here on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest company powers the world's only accessible cognitive AI assistance. Okay, that also got our attention, so we wanted to find out what that's all about. So we invited the co-founder and CEO of Juji, Michelle Joe, to join us. Michelle, welcome into Tomorrow from San Jose, California, here to our Miami studios. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure, and glad to have you with us. Tell me about the company Juji.
So Juji is an artificial intelligence company. So it's specialized in creating and powering what we call it a new generation of AI assistants with cognitive intelligence. And people might ask, what's cognitive intelligence?
Yes, so I think people, including myself, are asking exactly that. And certainly most of our audience says, well, it sounds cool, but my goodness, what is it? Yeah.
Hey. So in addition to teaching machines language skills, for example, to be able to understand, interpret English and respond with English, we also teach machines human soft skills, such as active listening, which means that during the conversation, AI assistant can summarize what it listens and actually confirm the emotions to be empathetic. And more, we also teach machines to read between the lines, which means it is to go beyond what users have said to automatically infer users' unspoken needs and wants. So for example, during the conversation, the machine can automatically analyze users' text, conversational text, and infer whether this user is very adventurous, bold, versus this user is more careful and very actually meticulous. So that's, you can see, it's almost like you're working with a person, you're working with the psychologist who can really understand what your needs and wants are without even you speak it out.
Wow. So, I mean, I never heard of machine learning or artificial intelligence being able to read between the lines. That's kind of interesting in and of itself, I think.
Yeah, that's what our actually specialty. Because you probably knew from my bio, my co-founder and I, before we started GG, we have worked with IBM for many years. And we are the inventors of IBM Watson Personality Insights, which really is a start of the research work there. It's how do you actually use user behavioral data, especially communication text, to better understand each user deeply, including their individual differences, such as emotional signature, and whether they are extrovert or introvert, whether they are very open to new ideas, and whether they are either very liberal in terms of their political or their values.
Oh, wow. Well, then how can something like this help us as consumers, or is it meant for us as consumers?
Definitely. So they have been very different types of use cases. So one type of use case you can think about it is right now with the advances of AI, consumers, just regular people, right? When they interview with the company, let's say they want to find a job with the company, they may actually interview with an AI. So in that case, it is the AI would use that interaction to better assess the fit between the candidates and the company culture. So in this case, it is such an AI actually can help also train interviewees. For example, if somebody who is very ambitious and tends to actually exaggerate the facts, if the AI detects such intentions, such actually intent, then may actually can coach the interviewee to say this one, I know you're ambitious. I know you want to impress your interviewers. Maybe you can stick to the facts. Then that would go a long way, right?
Wow.
And similarly, on the opposite, if somebody who is very timid, who is really afraid to speak out loud their thoughts about their ideas, the computer can detect those kind of unspoken psychological needs and wants, can actually coach that person to say, just be bold, just speak it out, and then other people would appreciate your opinions.
In other words, you're saying, Michelle, that this AI, the machine learning, the artificial intelligence, can even determine if someone is being shy and kind of help get them out of their shell, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. You said it better than I did. Exactly, right. So can I really detect your, what do we call it, unspoken needs and wants? It's called psychological needs, right?
Yeah.
So if you detect if somebody who didn't say it, for example, somebody said is, I really want to enjoy to go to the restaurant serving Ethiopian food or maybe Egyptian food. So it's not just about the particular food they like. Maybe this sort of indication about their adventurousness. So in this case, you could actually recommend services and products that actually satisfy, fulfill such unspoken needs and wants.
Very interesting. Wow. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more with Michelle Zhou, the co-founder and CEO of Juji. And you can visit them at juji.io. Meantime, hit us up at intotomorrow.com and stay tuned. More with Michelle right after this.